Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's time to talk with Jared Sandler, our Rangers insider, pre- and post-game show host. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. It's the Frankels. Go to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And a good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you?
Fellas, I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Doing good, you know. Just wondering what all went into this decision to have a mutual parting of ways. What else can you tell us about why maybe it made sense for the Rangers?
Well, it seems like, you know, the Rangers, just from a roster standpoint, are probably going to have a lot of changes. And you know, we've heard Chris Young talk about cutting back on payroll a little bit for this upcoming season, and maybe they felt like with the roster they envision having, it made sense to, you know, transition at this time. And, you know, I don't know who the next guy is going to be. Obviously, a lot of people have identified Skip Schumacher, and I'm right there with everyone and thinking, you know, that name seems to make a lot of sense. But I guess you never know until, you know, things like that become official. But, you know, I guess maybe they just saw this as a transitional period and it made sense to make a move. But, you know, I think, you know, what I will tell you that did not lead to this is like some loss of the clubhouse or Boch falling in favor, you know, with the players, or, you know, just some untenable situation. I think it was the exact opposite of that. I think there are plenty of people in the Rangers organization who, whether they, you know, understood that this was strategically the decision that made the most sense, or maybe they didn't. You know, they're just upset to see a guy like Bruce Bochy go. And obviously a lot of people are grateful for what he gave the team over the last 3 years.
Do you wonder how another manager might have got the guys to react different over the last couple of years?
I think you can always ask those questions. I've been a part of now three managers, Gavin, Chris Woodward and Jeff Banister. And I will tell you that there were times I can, you know, fair or unfair, I would identify moments where they just lost the clubhouse again, whether it's on them or just maybe it wasn't the right group. You know, it's not necessarily an exclusive indictment against them, but there were times where it was clear this is not going the direction it needs to go. That never happened with Bruce Bochy. Now, Gavin, you know what it's like. You got a boss. That boss has employees or people who report to him. Not everyone is going to love every single thing that he does, but you know, he never lost the respect of that group. Now, you know, were there things he could have done differently? I'm not behind the walls enough to know, you know, for sure he could have done this or he could have done that instead of this or that. You know, I think that, you know, one of the things that Chris Young mentioned last night was just, you know, a voice to hold people accountable to make sure that the last 2 years in which the team did not achieve the results that they wanted, doesn't happen again. You know, I think that's obviously something they're going to look for in the next guy.
If you had to spitball like other names, I know you mentioned Bob Melvin this morning with Sean and RJ. It was interesting that Michael Young's name has surfaced as a candidate with the Angels. I mean, is that anybody that they've had interest in outside of Skip?
Well, I think, you know, Michael Young's always had a strong place in this organization, and it is currently, unless he's got a contract that's up, currently employed by the Rangers. I talk to Michael semi-regularly. We have our weekly USC Trojan football bitch fest over text. So I'm allowed to say that. That's okay, right? I can say that.
Yes, you can say that.
My wife looked at me like I was about to get fined or something. Listen, here's the deal. Michael has one kid who's in college. He's got two that are yet to get to college. I think he very much loves being a dad. Now he is in Southern California, so maybe Anaheim would make a little bit more sense. But I don't know that Michael, and I don't want to speak for him, because things can change, things can evolve. I think Michael will always have a place in this game, and I think he'll always kind of be able to write his story and what that role is. But in conversations I have had with Michael in the last 12 months, I'm not sure that he is at a point mentally where he wants to put in the work to be a manager. I think he loves being a dad. But again, the Angels thing might be a little bit different because he is living in Orange County. So he could live close to home he could live at home and spend more time with his kids than say if he was a manager elsewhere. And I would say this, if Michael wants that job, that's probably his job. He's got that type of respect around the league. I'm not sure where he stands on that at this time.
Jared Sandler here with you on the Fan.
Hey, Jared, just kind of curious though, could this, and I don't want to put you in a bad spot, but I might be, is this one of those things where you have somebody on board, but then all of a sudden there's some other teams that are talking about potentially bringing a guy on board that you already have, and you're trying to kind of stop that before it gets to that point? If you understand what I'm trying to say, is like, do you have, you know, the Rangers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Currently have Skip here. Other teams might be interested in him. Is this one of those preemptive things that you're trying to do? You don't want to maybe lose a guy?
So you're saying they needed to make that decision with Boach so that they didn't lose Skip?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think all things get considered. Here's the deal, Broadus. They had Will Venable, and they obviously felt really strongly about Will.
Yeah, they sure did.
Will left to take the White Sox job, and I don't think that there was ill will towards him. But I think, you know, the Rangers obviously don't. Here's the thing. I don't know, you know, how the brain trust feels about Skip, and I don't know how Skip feels about the Rangers. Right?
Sure.
He's been around for a year, and it's kind of been a, I don't want to say a passive interview, but you know, you're always taking notes on things, right? Skip knows that he wants to manage, and I think he knows or knew this year that the Rangers would maybe one day be a possibility. It's possible, Broadus. I think it's possible that the Rangers feel like they've got their guy, or they feel good about a few candidates out there, and that they know that those guys aren't necessarily going to be there next year. So I would be remiss not to acknowledge that that was a part of the calculus. The other thing is, if you're taking a step back this year in payroll, that's not to say that you can't win, right? Let's look at the Mets. The Mets took steps forward in payroll, and they're not even in the playoffs, right? Whereas, you know, the Brewers and the Blue Jays and the Guardians and the Tigers, these are not big spending teams, and, you know, they're in the playoffs, right? So, and Skip Schumacher, you know, just since his name's been brought up, he took the Marlins to the playoffs a few years ago, and they were an incredibly low payroll team. So you don't have to spend to win. It's nice to do it, and obviously the Dodgers and the Braves and teams like that, and I know Braves missed the playoffs this year, but they had been in the playoffs every year for, what, the last decade almost. Spending obviously helps. I think the Rangers are going to spend, even if they take a step back in payroll this year. But I think, Broadus, if you're taking a step back in payroll this year, it's just a natural break point, right? It's you have a very veteran-laden roster, and I think it's possible that they felt like, hey, we're going to get younger. Who's the best guy to help develop and manage this roster? And I don't, it wouldn't be fair for me to say that Bruce Bochy is not capable of it. You know, this is a Hall of Fame manager, is probably capable of doing just about anything. But obviously, you know, Chris Young and Ross Fenstermaker and their team, you know, felt like maybe this was the natural breakpoint. And I think having Skip Schumacher in front of them the last year has probably exposed them to Skip. And if he is the guy hired, then we'll know that, you know, they probably did feel like this was a great opportunity to bring Skip on board.
Yeah, what do you think is the Schumacher sort of scouting reporter elevator pitch, personality-wise, leadership-wise? What's his skill set as a manager?
Well, I'll tell you this, Eric. He's, in a good way, I think, very strong-willed. You know, he turned down his option after his second year with the Marlins because he did not like the direction of the front office. Kim Ng was leading that baseball operations department, and I think she was maybe promised certain things, and ownership went a different direction, and she was, I don't want to say pushed aside, but maybe pushed aside. Maybe that wouldn't be unfair. And Skip Schumacher didn't like that and felt secure enough in what he had accomplished in 2 years that he said, screw it, I'm out. I'm declining my option. I'll step away, right? I mean, how often does that happen? Usually managers are, you know, are getting ushered out. They're not the ones declining an option. But he developed such a reputation in those 2 years, in part because of what he did with some rosters that on paper did not appear to be nearly as competitive as they ended up being on the field. So, you know, Skip's a guy who, I happen to know a few people at the end of Skip's playing career who would work out with him in the off seasons. And they were like, this guy, if he wants to be, he's a future manager. So he's one of these guys. You know, Austin Hedges, for instance, former Ranger. He's a guy that people have identified. Bobby Wilson, who's been a part of the Rangers as a player and here the last few years on staff. These are guys who people have identified as future managers, you know, while they were playing. And Skip's that guy, and he's had a lot of success in his 2 years with the Marlins. If you just look at those rosters, you know, those are teams that have had younger players. And so I think that if that is the direction the Rangers are going with their roster, he's had a lot of success and a track record of helping to develop and grow and groom rosters that maybe aren't as accomplished on paper as a more veteran laden team. And that's not to say the Rangers are always going to lean that way. I think that's just, you know, where they are right now. And I think looking at where they are organizationally, you know, maybe that's a big point of emphasis.
Thanks for the perspective, Jared. Enjoy the playoffs, and we'll circle back around real quick, talk about the winner and what's next after we get this skipper thing handled.
Yeah, you got it, fellas. Thanks so much.
Salute. There he goes. Jared Sandler here in the G-Bag Nation, our Rangers insider, part of every game day here on 105.3 The Fan. And yeah, I was a little bit surprised last night, but ultimately I'm excited. I think the organization is taking a risk trying to find or being willing to move on from Bochy, who's so well accomplished. But after the disappointment of the last two seasons, I think it stands to reason that maybe a younger, more energetic guy, maybe somebody who, you know, could be the bad guy a little bit more is what this team could have used to, I don't know, shake him out of it. Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider, will react to week four. Look forward to week five with you next year. It's the G-Bag Nation of the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.